You know when you're scrolling through your phone and suddenly you get an ad for like a left-handed travel coffee mug?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Designed specifically for graphic designers living in your exact zip code. It's so specific, it almost feels like the algorithm is reading your mind.
It's a little creepy, honestly.
Right. Well, we expect that online, but today we're doing a deep dive into a physical brochure that does the exact same thing in the real world. We're looking at a document titled, The 2026 Chevrolet Equinox, a guide for Garland drivers.
Yeah, Garland, Texas.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this because we aren't looking at a general manual for a national car. We're looking at a highly targeted guide focusing strictly on what drivers in one single city need to know.
And what's fascinating here is how the automaker moves past standard corporate copy. They essentially turn this brochure into a localized algorithm.
Right, like filtering the information.
Exactly. The source deliberately isolates a section called What Drivers in Garland Should Know, and it backs that up with hyperlocal data. I mean, instead of listing generic highway mileage, the guide calculates the exact MPG savings the hybrid engine gives a driver.
While sitting in gridlock, right?
Yeah, sitting in gridlock on the I-635 during a 100-degree summer commute.
That is wild. It maps the engineering directly to the daily pain points of that specific commuter. I
Yeah.
mean, it's not just dropping a suspension rating on the page, it's actually framing that suspension around local infrastructure.
Yeah, the text literally points out how the upgraded dampers absorb the known pothole issues on Garland Road.
Oh, wow.
It's super specific. They're explaining how the mechanical features resolve the immediate physical environment of the reader. It translates abstract things like, horsepower and torque into the tangible reality of navigating local traffic patterns.
Let me push back here for a second, though. So, what does this all mean when we look at the exact wording? Because slapping a town's name on a brochure and mentioning the I-635, well, it feels a bit like a cheap marketing gimmick.
Sure, I can see that.
Right. The physical car rolling off the assembly line isn't built exclusively for Garland. And the guide doesn't just pitch one perfect commuter vehicle, it highlights the entire 2026 Equinox lineup.
Yeah, the whole range.
Exactly. So how does an entire range of vehicles cater to a single town's drivers without it just being, standard marketing fluff?
Well, I think the value for the reader is in the curation. The guide doesn't present the entire national catalog. It filters the 2026 lineup through a very localized lens.
Okay, making it relevant.
Right. For example, it contrasts the EV trim for the daily commuter heading into downtown Dallas against the all-wheel drive trim specifically pitched for weekend hauling out to Lake Ray Hubbard.
Ah, I see. So it assumes the audience isn't a monolith, but they all share the same geographic constraints. It's essentially doing the mental math for the buyer, right? Eliminating the features that don't make sense for the local climate or charging infrastructure and, elevating the ones that actually do.
Spot on. The automaker is taking the cognitive load off the buyer. They're effectively saying, we have already analyzed your local terrain, your weather, and your commute.
Which is a lot of work.
It is. And then they say, here are the specific configurations of this vehicle that will survive and thrive in your exact backyard.
It's so interesting. We are taking a massive national brand and funneling its data exclusively to the drivers of this one community. And, to everyone listening, next time you are reading a product guide or even a news article, notice how often the information is being tailored not just to your demographic, but to your physical geographic location.
Yeah, it is a trend that is rapidly moving from digital spaces into the physical objects we interact with every single day.
Which leaves me with a final thought for you to chew on. If automakers are already pitching entire vehicle lineups using these hyper-local, city-specific guides, well, how long will it be until the physical design and features of the cars themselves are manufactured to uniquely adapt to the geography of a single specific town?